You're listening to Scratching and Thriving, a lifestyle podcast hosted by two dope professionals who are passionate about empowering people to thrive. I'm Dr. A.
And I'm Brandon. And we are two longtime friends who met about 20 years ago during undergraduate studies. And we took two different paths in life. I'm a healthcare executive and lifestyle guru.
And I'm an educator and entrepreneur.
And we are here to bring you the content that will help you thrive.
Okay. Eyes tied, boss. I'd have had enough of this for today.
What?
So I'm trying to help a friend of mine figure out his financial plan to go back to grad school, basically trying to get his bachelor degree, undergrad degree, student loans under control to be able to afford grad school. So it's been very challenging because sometimes, you know, you change schools, change majors, it extends time. And when you do stuff like that, you have to get more and more funds to pay for school, which puts you in a hole. So we're trying to dig out of this hole to be able to go to grad school and make things work.
That's a lot. That's tough. A lot of people have six-figure debt, loans in default, private loans, federal loans. It's tough. You know, I didn't have any loans from undergrad, but I did have loans for the first master's. And man, I can't imagine people who have 2 and 3 degrees, and they're trying to figure out how to pay that back. That's a lot. It's a lot to manage.
It is a lot to manage. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, what resources do we really have out there to help us manage it? We got people say, take the money, get the degree. But when you get the degree, at what point do you have to, number one, start paying it back? Mm-hmm. And number two, when is enough enough? As far as are we paying enough? Are we not paying enough? What would it look like 10 years from now? So right. I don't know. We just kind of been working through that. So what resources do we really have, though?
Well, you know, you and your friend are in luck because our friend Queen Star Akron agreed to join us today to talk about what some of those resources are and what are options for students who are getting ready to go to undergrad, or people who are in the process of trying to pay back their loans, or even people who are in default. So, Queen Star, we're really glad to have you here today.
Welcome, Queen Star. Nice to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to our conversation, honestly. I get really excited to talk about this stuff. And you guys are based out of Philly, right?
I am.
So, I'm out of Tampa, Florida.
My last trip before COVID just messed up. Everything was in Tampa. I really love Tampa. So I hope you're enjoying the sun and everything. Yeah. So, hey, I love it. And I went to school in Philly. So definitely love the connection.
I saw that. Where are you now? Where are you located now?
So I'm based in DC, but I'm quarantining with my parents in Maryland. So
Awesome. So we are going to get started. We are so excited to have Queen Star, the CEO and founder of Adisa Advising, with us here today. Queen Star earned a bachelor's in international affairs and political science, our favorite major. From Notre Dame of Maryland University, and a master's in education and entrepreneurship from the University of Pennsylvania in the great area of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So one of the first questions that we always like to ask our guests is, what does success mean to you? What does it mean to thrive?
Yes. So I love this question, especially since we're in Corona. And honestly, everyone is in timeout and has to self-reflect on themselves.
And you're right.
I think I have a pretty good answer, because I've had a lot of time to sit down and think about this. So professionally, success to me honestly means impact. I've really been thinking about that, because I think having an impact in my community, having an impact on the students, having an impact on families is what really success is. Mm-hmm. Because I just want to make sure that every student that I work with, or anyone I come across, feels like they have kind of like wind behind them to self-actualize in any way that they want. So on a very macro level, that's what I've been thinking. Success is impact to me, and really having kind of being the cheerleader to really get people to self-actualize in any way.
Mm-hmm.
On a personal level, success is freedom.
Yeah.
Honestly, yes. Success is freedom. Yes. Okay. I love that we are all on this freedom team together. Yeah. Because it really is all about freedom. And I think freedom, but wholeness in self
mm-hmm.
is really important. I think like having wholeness is honestly, it's really just like really tapping out every single possibility within you is success on a personal level. So like my friend says it all the time, it's leaving the world empty of every gift that you came in here with. And that's mm-hmm. success on a personal level for me. So I hope that answers the question.
Yes, I like that. Leaving the world empty of every gift that you possess. That's nice.
So Adisa, tell us about Adisa Advising. Tell us about how that got started and what's your vision for that?
Yeah, so Adisa honestly came from my own personal struggle in trying to find money for school. And so when I, around 2010 is when I was trying to figure out like, hey, I'm about to go to school. This was the height of the recession too, right? And so my parents were trying to figure out like, how do we get my kid through school? Both my parents are from Ghana. So I was like the first kid in America. And they're like, go to school, go figure it out, get a job. And I did not know how to navigate this process. I was like, what is financial aid? What are loans? What are grants? I did not know anything about it. Mm-hmm. And really, I struggled all 4 years of like college. I was like actively avoiding the business office because I knew they were looking for me. Every single semester, I was on financial hold. And it was such a survival time for me.
You ain't lying.
And that was awful. I'm telling you, oh, it is. It's like you see your financial aid advisor and you are ducking. You're like you're running the other way.
Oh, see,
you come into the lunchroom.
But you know what? I was the opposite. I used to cut up because they had my refund check and they always used to hold it like for 6 weeks. I had rent.
That's a word. That's a word. I was the complete opposite. If you come into the lunchroom, I'm walking right out because I know you're looking for me. And so it really, Adisa came out of that feeling of really like surviving and not really being able, I like the word, I wasn't able to thrive in college because I was so focused on like, how am I going to afford this? And so Adisa really came about and like, I really did not want any other student going through what I went through because it's so stressful. College should be the time where you're living your best life, making bad decisions, like maybe not so terrible, but like, you know, being a kid, enjoying yourself, you should not really be thinking about financial, like it was just such a struggle for me. And so when I graduated, I really decided that I wanted to do something to give back to the students that were going to be coming after me. And so Adisa, it was just an idea. And then when I ended up going for my grad program, I was all focused on entrepreneurship. And I was like, this is a passion of mine. I'm going to make it into a business because I want students to not only just go to college thinking about the fun part of it, but how to walk in financially sound and how to walk out feeling like you made the right decision with your money, you know? And so that's where Adisa came. And so we work with families. I don't only just work with the students, I work with parents. So it's like a holistic model. I work with their parents, I work with the student or whoever the family member is that's supporting that student. And we really walk through what financial options you have for school. And we talk a little bit more about like what your options are, because some schools will leave you in debt and you will never build generational wealth because of student, like your student loans. And so I'm really trying to make sure to avoid that for the students and families that I work with. So that's where Adisa came from, because it was a struggle. And I was just like, I don't want anybody to ever have to go through this. So that's right. What we've been doing for. Yeah,
that is absolutely amazing, because I remember being an undergrad and thinking, you know, this financial piece is something that I'm not used to. Like, it was all mm-hmm. brand new for me. I was 18, living in New Orleans. I had no idea about the whole concept of financial funding school. This was all new to me.
Yes.
So let's say I had an individual returning to school, right? So I've been through undergrad,
mm-hmm.
and I want to go back to grad school. What advice would you give them on how to figure out how to pay for their grad school?
That is such a great question. So the one thing that I would say is, for example, when I was going to grad school, I was working full time. As I said, this is not for everyone. You should look at your employer to see if your employer has tuition reimbursement. because my employer was very gracious with that. And I was able to get some money because of me working and going to school full time. I would say really think about the decision that you want to make. Think about what money you have saved up. Think about just like what compromises you're willing to do. One thing that helped me when I was going to grad school is I talked to my families about this and students. I created a 529 plan for myself. And a 529 plan, if you don't know it already, is a college savings plan where even for you, as you're going to school, you can put money away into this. It's like an investment account. And I saved up money between my undergrad and my grad school in a 529 plan. And so all that money I had, you know, instead of using money to like go out and get takeout, I would put in my 529 plan. I also got a credit card that tied to a 529 plan. So it's called, well, at that point it was Sallie Mae. Let me be perfectly like real. Sallie Mae was at that point giving lower interest rates if you signed up for that credit card. And I had a Sallie Mae private loan and I really did not like Sally Mae at all.
Sally Mae, something else. I'd be wanting to slap her face.
Sally, oh, Sally.
Man, Sally Mae, you get the business. You hear me? I can't.
Sally. So that's what I did. I got a credit card for Sally Mae to lower my interest rate, plus whatever I used on that credit card would go to my 529 plan. So that money, whatever cash back came back, would go into my 529 plan. I was able to build up money for like everyday expenses I was using. I don't think Sally Mae still has that program, but that's what I was able to do. So I created a 529 plan. I looked at my tuition reimbursement that my work was going to give me. And I really had to sit down with myself and really think like, is there a way I can hack this degree? And when I talk about hacking, I mean, there are a lot of prep programs out there. There was a point where I was thinking about doing my MBA. And so I looked for MBA prep programs, and these programs will really like work with you. Sometimes they have even scholarships at the school. And the one that I did was Forte, and it was specifically for women who were trying to go into business school. And because of that, a lot of schools had Forte scholarships. And so just look at prep programs for the specific program you're interested in. If it's an MBA, a JD, or any of these graduate degrees, get a 529 plan, sit with your money, and really talk to your employer about what options you have to pay for school.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people underestimate the power of scholarships and looking for scholarships. I was fortunate enough in undergrad that I was able to get enough scholarships to cover 3 years worth of my undergrad degree. And it was not easy. It was a lot of work, little piecing together scholarships, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice to students who may have just started this fall or are going to be starting next fall to prepare for, to get scholarships?
I think the big thing is like you have to be diligent with it. It's really about starting early. I tell everyone this, do not be discouraged in applying for scholarships that might have lower amounts. Because my mom says that all the time, little drops of water make a mighty ocean. Mm-hmm. And that's how you should think about scholarships. No matter how small the money is, make sure that you are tagging it, you are applying. And honestly, there are really big scholarship organizations that people know about. And then there's smaller ones in your community that take a little bit of work. But because it takes a little bit of work, a lot of people are not applying to them, right? Because they might not have a website, but they might be at your local library that has a book of local scholarships, or your counselor might know about them. So I tell everyone as they're thinking about scholarships, make sure that you do not get discouraged by how small the money is. Because $500 is $500 that you do not have to take out of your account.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's really about starting early. It's really looking inside your local community to see what is there and also being smart about how you go about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell all the students that I work with is create an Excel spreadsheet or like a Google sheet, right? And every single scholarship you see, put the website link in there and then create a tab for when is the scholarship due, how many essays, right? And then just keep going back to it, keep track of those deadlines and do not be discouraged by the amount because I'm telling you, you do not want student loans. You don't want student loans that are going to come back and hurt you.
Right.
You want to make sure that you get as much free money as possible.
Absolutely.
Right. But let's say that you have made some bad decisions, right? And your student loans got you. So they got Santa Maiden clowned on you. And, she got y'all ready. You got Richie ready to fight her in the middle of the street. That's how bad Santa Maiden can be sometimes. So what programs are currently available for those who Santa Maiden has not getting along with? Those who have loans and defaults.
So great, great question. So one of my friends actually has a company that specifically focuses on student loans and people who are, need student loan assistance after, and it's called Free Money Meister. And she does a lot of work where she'll sit with you and she will work with all the folks that are in default or are thinking about how do I restructure my debt, right? Because you have made bad decisions. And so I had a conversation with her and she really gave me some tips because that's really more of her wheelhouse. And so she said that you have to really know that there are a lot of different programs that have student loan repayment. And it's really about communicating with, I would say, do not ignore their calls. When they call you, please pick
up. That's right.
Because they are willing. Yes, because I hear a lot of people say, I'm not picking up their calls. They're on my blacklist. That is the wrong move, sis. Mm-hmm. Like, do not do this to yourself. Pick up their calls because there are a lot of ways that they're going to work with you to repay it back, mm-hmm. right? There are a lot of strategies for minimizing debt, and they will work with you one-on-one to really get that money back. And they're a lot more forgiving. Honestly, the federal government is a lot more forgiving than private loans, mm-hmm. but each of them, like, you have to be able to communicate with them what your needs are because they will definitely help you out. And also, there are a lot of private companies that are doing some student loan payback. So I remember when I was really struggling with my student loan debt, Scully, I think, had this, they did partnerships with, like, I think it was Lil Nas X. And they would say, join this contest and we'll pay back your student loans. And so really look out for some of these private organizations that are doing that kind of student loan payback programs. And so it's really just about learning more about how the federal government or your private loan servicer can help you, but make sure you communicate with them. I cannot stress this enough. Do not block them. Call, like, pick up the call and really work and talk with them about it. And especially now with COVID, with Trump having an executive order that most people do not have to pay back their federal loans until December, the end of December. This is a great time if you have money because there's no interest accruing. Get whatever money you have, put it towards that loan because they're not charging you interest. It's there. This is a great time. Anytime you have any extra money, pay it back, you know, because it's really important that debt does not follow you forever. So
agree. How long did they extend an order?
So it's up till December 20th. That is what the FAFSA website is telling me. It's up to December 31st. December 31st, 2020. The interest rate is 0%. But I want to say this, just so people are clear, these are for federal loans. So your private loan, Sally Mae can really be like knocking at your door tomorrow.
Right.
But for the federal government, has it 0% until December 31st, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at God. Won't he do it?
Won't he do
look
it?
Yes. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
You know, and Queen Star, you said something that's really important. Do not block their number. Answer them. Call them because you can work out payment arrangements. And a lot of times people don't know when you ignore it, they will garnish your wages.
Yes, they will.
Please do not ignore it. That is not cute. It is not fun. And it's just not something you want to happen if you really are trying to thrive.
Yes. We are all about thriving around here. So please pick up their calls.
So what are your recommendations for managing student loan debt overall? Like, when do you start? Do you start when you graduate? Do you come up with a plan while you're in school? Or is this something that you just kind of wing along the way?
Yeah. So I would tell you what I personally did for my journey, because last year I was able to finally pay off about $60,000 of student debt that I have. So I will tell you what I personally did to be able to kind of bring that money down. So what I did was, because I had a Sally Mae private loan, the minute that they gave me that money, I was making payments. And Sally Mae, they know how to build your character. Because they are character building, okay? So they literally, I was paying for my loan back as early as when they dispersed it. So every single month I was paying it off. But what I did was I literally started making compromises with my life. Because I think a lot of people, especially young people, you fresh out of college, you got a little bit of money, you are ready to live your best life. Can't nobody tell you nothing.
I know that's right.
I was really intentional about not being in debt. And so what I did was I really made compromises. I had a really broke mentality for a long time because I was adamant about paying this off. So what I did was I moved in with my parents for a little bit. I was able to pay off that money. I was able to also create a payment plan where every 2 weeks I was paying off that money because I was getting paid every 2 weeks. And then I really structured it in a way of like, what was I willing not to do? So for, I think, 2 years, I would not take a vacation that cost more than like maybe $500 that I had allocated to it. So I was really diligent about what compromises I was going to do. And then also, I knew I wanted an advanced degree, right? I knew I wanted to go to grad school. So what I did was I worked for an employer that I knew I was going to get tuition reimbursement. And also, I tell people this because I used to work in Capitol Hill. When you work for the government, some of these agencies, they would give staffers, that's what the people they called the people who worked on the Hill, they would give them back student loan money. Mm-hmm. And so it's really like understanding like what your employer can do to help you bring down that debt. It's about making compromise about your money, how comfortable you are with that debt. And then also what I was able to do was really create non-negotiables for my money and really say, this is the money that I'm going to dedicate to paying off this debt. And also, you can decide which way you want to do it. Do you want to tackle the really big loans first, or do you want to tackle some of the smaller ones first? And it's really up to you and what you're comfortable with, honestly. So I would say, really have, I would say, come to Jesus moment where you sit with yourself and really figure out what amount of debt am I comfortable with? How quickly do I want to pay this off? And really think about all the options that you have with you to figure that out.
All right. Thank you, Queen Star. You have left us with some wonderful nuggets. If people want to get in contact with you at Adisa Advising, how do they do that?
Yeah, so reach out to us. Our website is www.adisaadvising, AdisaAdvising.com. And also you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Adisa Advising Co. So Adisa Advising with the C-O at the end. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from all the viewers about how we can help you if you have any students, if you have any families that need to kind of wrap their head around what they need financially for college, please send them our way. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alrighty, thank you
so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Philly represent.
All right. Woo-hoo.
All right, Adrian. I think, you know what? I think that we did preach a word to the folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. Let us know. What's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails. Because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations that we can tell you how to overcome some of these hops. I'm just telling you.